In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. A few years ago, the director of nursing at a Massachusetts hospital noticed a problem. Patients were not getting well as quickly as they had been. It was chartable. Now, they were in the middle of a nursing shortage, and nurses were working long hours, lots of overtime, more patients per nurse. Investigating why care seemed to be dropping, one thing was discovered. The nurses, in spite of being overworked, were not making medical mistakes. But what this director, what she realized, is that the stress the nurses brought into the room was having a negative impact on patients, instead of the usual optimism and healing power that we associate with a nurse's presence. They were under stress. They had fatigue. There was probably a little bit of resentment. And that negative energy actually had a negative effect on patients' ability to heal. The director of nursing said that the stress was causing the nurses to have a toxic shadow that they left in the room. And until hiring was improved and retention was improved, that problem was going to continue. And when the staffing eventually became adequate, and the nurse's source of energy returned to optimism and care and healing power, the patients healed faster. And it was charted. It was chartable. It was scientifically proven. It demonstrated that we each bring a spiritual shadow into the room with us that has an effect on others. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good. Today, in the reading from Acts, one of my favorite lines, it says, they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. They brought out the sick so a person's shadow could fall on them. Now, why Peter's shadow? What was special about his shadow that it could heal? And if these folks had such faith, couldn't God have just healed them directly without waiting for Peter's shadow to fall on them? Well, in answer to this last question, of course God could, but he didn't. Peter is given a particular grace to heal in order to draw people to the community of the church, in order to remind us that we need each other. And Peter was a symbol of unity and authority in the church. But it also reveals how creation itself is being renewed. God is working through light and through shadow. Later in the book of Acts, we see something very similar. When God heals through handkerchiefs and aprons, people go and touch them to Paul, and then they bring them to the sick people, and those people are healed. Why Paul in that case? The same reason. But back to the question, why Peter's shadow? What was so special that it could heal? Well, the answer is it's not so much the shadow as it is the source of light. In a physical sense, a shadow is caused by the sun. I think for Peter, his shadow was caused by something or perhaps someone else. His source of light was not the sun or a candle, but was God himself, was Christ our Savior. Peter's was a spiritual shadow and not the outline of physical light, but the light of the Holy Spirit. And when the source of light is God working through you, healing happens. When I was 6 or maybe 7 years old, my parents went out for an evening, and we had a sitter. It got to be bedtime, and wouldn't you know, a lightning storm started up. And we had this big maple tree. It was huge for a maple tree outside my bedroom window. And lightning flashed, and of course, what happens? The tree's shadow, outlined by lightning, fills up the room, the ceiling, and the walls, terrifying that 6-year-old boy. You know, you hide partly under the blankets and whatnot, and then the next burst comes, the next burst, and it gets worse and worse with each one. Well, eventually the storm passes. A little later, my parents pull into the driveway, their headlights light up that same tree. The same shadow forms on the walls and the ceiling of that same maple tree. As soon as I saw it, I relaxed and fell fast asleep. Same little kid, same room, same walls, same ceiling, same tree, same shadow. At first, it terrified. Later, it comforted. What was different? What was different was the source of light. When the source of light was the parents' return, it was comforting. When those nurses' energy came from optimism and care, there was healing power in it. And Peter's shadow is made with the light of the Holy Spirit, with the light of faith, with the light of Jesus Christ, and that's why his shadow heals. The healing power is in the source of light. Now, having said that, it's still Peter's shadow and not someone else's. In a physical sense, the shadow is caused by Peter's body. It's got his general shape to it. It moves when and where he moves. And that's important too, because while God is the source of light, Peter is the shape of the shadow, and that means Peter himself is important. The Spirit of God works through the lens of your individuality, of your personality, of your talents to bring healing and mercy to others. You know, an artist brings healing power of Jesus Christ to the world differently than a nurse does, which is different than the way a farmer does, or a teacher, or a builder, or an IT guy, or a butcher, or a baker, or a candlestick maker. You know, everybody brings the healing power of God differently into the world because we each have our individual gifts and talents. And Jesus can and will shine through the lens of your individuality, through the verse that you contribute. You know, sometimes people do something good and they say, oh, it was all God and not me. Well, that may be well-intentioned, but it's not true. It's not true. And Peter's shadow proves it. And yes, God is the source. We're not going to turn that on its head. Without the divine source of light, there is nothing. But God chooses to work through you. And that is crucial to remember. You know, sometimes when I go into a room, I hope there's healing and mercy. Other times in a dark moment, I know I can drain other people. Is my energy coming from God or my own brokenness? Brothers and sisters, you have a spiritual shadow. Mostly, hopefully good. Maybe sometimes not so good. But when you enter a room, your shadow goes in front of you. And when you exit, your shadow remains for a while, and it influences the other people around you. And whether your spiritual shadow is toxic or healing, all depends on your source of light. Amen.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
Indeed.